Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the last Big Gay Date of this season. My name is Dave Mosley.
My name is Carl Skeens.
And you are joining us to watch the Walt Disney classic Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Kathy and Jimmy.
Thank you. The other one.
Yep.
And a bunch of other people nobody cares about.
Hey, I like Doug Jones.
Oh, Doug Jones? Yes, I'll give him. But you know, apart from us, like, no one's going to fucking know who Doug Jones
and,
is.
And
character actor.
And McGee from NCIS. Yeah, okay, McGee got fat for NCIS, okay. But he is the Thackeray Banks.
No way.
He's the live-action Thackeray Banks.
I was wondering
Banks,
what happened to those people. Okay. Because, you know, Thora Birch. Okay, I do know Thora Birch, but apart from her, I didn't seem like anybody would grow up to do anything after this movie, which is the way for all Disney movies, honestly. Directed by Kenny Ortega, who also directed High School Musical. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. He also choreographed all the dance numbers in Newsies. That's what introduced me to Kenny Ortega. I love his work.
Fantastic.
That also explains why there's a musical number in this, because there's always a musical number.
Well, especially, there's always a musical number in a Disney movie, but that's the reason I think this one is so memorable. Because because he knows what he's doing there. So this is a childhood classic for anybody growing up in the late 80s, early 90s, I would say. But is it any good?
Yes.
Really? Do you think so?
I don't think it was...
Because I'm not going to lie, I did watch this earlier today to kind of refresh my memory, and the first 45 minutes, I think, it's real fucking slow, honestly. Nothing really goes on that's like super memorable. All the cool stuff happens right at the very end, basically. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very critically well received when it came out. Didn't do very good commercially. It's really only because Disney kind of keeps playing it every Halloween that I think everyone kind of loves it so much. But I don't know. We will see. We will see if it's just the nostalgia glasses that are making us think it's a great film. I don't know.
That's the fastest I ever seen McGee run.
God, look at that acting right there. He is giving it his all.
He is acting. Oh. Acting his ass off.
When I first saw him in the in that first shot when he wakes up in bed and everything, you can't really see him too well. I thought it was like a young Ryan Gosling. Because was he in anything Disney related?
I thought he was in the Mickey Mouse
Club. Yeah, I think he was, yeah. So I wouldn't put it past him.
What are you drinking?
No.
I'm drinking margaritas.
Zachary Jinx.
I hate you.
I'll ask you because mine's involved. What are you drinking tonight, sir?
I am drinking margaritas because that tequila was...
It's not going to drink itself.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it was horrible last week on its own, but with some margarita mix and some salt,
What did you have it with last week? Did you make up your own bullshit, and have you just brought actual margarita mix this time? Or?
No, last week I wasn't drinking margaritas. Last week I was drinking lemon drop martinis.
With the vodka, that's right.
Yes, this week I'm drinking margaritas.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And how are you theming that towards this movie?
Really, the tequila was not going to drink it.
Okay. So, let me walk you through what I've got here, because this is pretty fucking involved. This is a cocktail.
It's fucking pretty, first off.
Right? Yeah. Well, get real close here. You might... I was thinking about Halloween, and all I can think about is candy, you know? They make the argument here then very early on that Halloween was really... You know, not created, there's a history about it and everything, but it's popularized by the candy companies, you know, it's a bullshit holiday.
Oh yeah, it's no longer Samhain or anything like that.
No, fuck that. So, it's all about, you know, the Snickers bars and shit like that. So, I've kind of gone for that because I have a big sweet tooth, you know. So, first of all, we have some Inca Kola in here. Do you know what Inca Kola is?
No, I have no idea.
You do, you just don't realize it. Because if you go to the Epcot Center and you go to the Coca-Cola station, Inca Kola is the one that tastes like the bubble gum.
Did you steal it?
No, they actually do sell full bottles in the Publix, in their little like ethnic foods section.
Cool.
And it's no more or less than basically a bottle of regular cola. It's fucking great, sir.
Okay.
So that's my base. I've also got some candy floss vodka in here. I dripped a little simple syrup, and you will notice if you look here,
I noticed a color change.
There's also some gummy jelly worms in there.
Because of course there are.
Because of course. So, this was just me throwing some shit into a cup that everything, yeah, that's candy related, that'll do. It doesn't have a name, I'm going to christen it the Thackeray Drinks. And I'm going to take a taste now.
Is it good?
It's not bad, actually.
I mean, it fucking better be, because you're committed for an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's a solid pint there. It's actually not bad. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, sure. Are you going to eat the gummy worms at the end?
Eventually, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's dangerous, bro.
Yeah, right?
I'd drink the whole thing and be drunk.
Well, that is the plan. So, what are we doing here? Well, for the last time this season, we are going to be sitting down, myself and Carl, and we're going to be talking about our feelings, our lives, what's been going on with us, over watching a cult classic movie.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about the movie, and we'll drop a little bit of knowledge here and there where we can, but we didn't have anything to do with this movie. We can't really shed any insight or whatnot. This is really just a companion track for if you want to watch this movie and you don't have anyone to watch it with, so... Don't worry, we're here for you. So, when's the what's your first kind of early memory of this movie?
I mean, I saw this when it came out.
Did you see it in the theater?
Yeah, yeah.
Because this was actually supposed to be one of the direct-to-DVD, or direct-to-TV Disney movies, but then the script got passed to the right person that saw a little potential in it and thought, actually, we could put some good people in this. So then he went to, I don't know who was the first one, but, you know, Bette Midler being in your movie, it's like, we can't put this directly to video or shit.
Yeah.
So,
it's good. I had the biggest crush on Thora Birch for, like, years after this movie.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is she the one that's in American Beauty?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So did not have that anymore after well, by the time that came out. Yeah. But when I was a little kid...
That didn't do anything for you, though, seeing American Beauty? You're just like, too little, too late.
By the time American Beauty came out, my crush in this movie was no longer her. It was young Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's fair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, she looks great in this movie, I gotta say. There's so many jokes of, like, especially South Park, saying she got, like, a face like a dead horse and shit.
Yeah.
But she looks great in this movie.
Yeah.
Just as soon as she kills this kid and sucks her life force.
It's an all about
step.
Yeah, you got to murder a little girl, yeah, and everything gets better.
I mean if that's what it takes, like, I will drive a school bus to Sarah Jessica Parker's house.
Yeah, all they're oh, she's gonna be so hot in like 10 seconds.
They should be like, fucking bringing out rolled up dollar bills and just start snorting the dead kid. That's the Quentin Tarantino version of Hocus Pocus.
You are Sarah Jessica Parker. I mean, that smile I can do without Kathy and Jimmy, but. I love the set. Their house set is so cool.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It looks like so much work that didn't necessarily have to happen went into this set.
I would love to explore that set and just find all the little things that are tucked in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wood looks kind of plastic that he's leaned against. Maybe you don't want to look too closely at it. It kind of looks like, you know, if you're walking through one of the rides at Disney... and those areas you can't quite get to, and you think, man, they look so cool. But if you could get up real close, you could probably see, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's paint and it's a poster and shit.
And then Book is at Planet Hollywood.
That's right, it was. It was along with one of the statues at the end or something, which I turned it off 10 minutes before the end because I wanted to be surprised, but I read something like...
I'm going to be showing you titties at the end of the movie. You're not even going to be surprised. Like,
at the end of the movie, they burn, like, when the sun hits them or something, they turn into gargoyles, like stones or something, you know, statues, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
One of those statues of Bette Midler was there at Hollywood as well?
I don't remember.
I thought a...
Probably.
I read it on the internet, and why would the internet lie to a person?
Oh, yeah. It's the encyclopedia of shit that may or may not be true.
Why is he not running away?
Because she fucking electrocuted the fuck out of him with her fucking witchy fingers.
That's a true fact.
Now, okay, you mentioned gargoyles. They turn into gargoyles.
Well, like,
gargoyles,
you know, like,
would make an amazing live-action movie.
Oh,
would
yes.
That not be, if, in the age of where we're rebooting everything, why, giving sequels to movies, yeah, that are 30 years old.
If we'll get a fucking, you know, a gritty, realistic kind of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles,
uh-huh,
let's put that energy towards gargoyles. Like, that's one that could look really good if done.
Yeah.
And if done in a somewhat semi-serious style, you know. Mm-hmm.
Gargoyles would be frightening.
Mm. And there's some interesting scenes here. Like, you could cut, like, they're about to get fucking hanged. Like, we're about to kill our three main characters so far, including the biggest fucking stars in the movie by far. We're about to see, like, their bodies hanging and shit. Like, you could, I'm sure it might have been done already, but you can re-edit this movie into like a horror trailer, you know, like you do with Home Alone and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a completely different context. I'd love to see that, because there's a few shots later on when they've killed the witches, but then the witches come back and then they find them at the house and steal the kid or something like that. You know, there's some real dark imagery you'll see there.
Mm-hmm. And then they're making the new Hocus Pocus, which is fucking sacrilege.
Is that a thing, though? Like, how you say that? How sure are you? Is this just something you've read, or is it?
I mean, again, the internet could be lying to us.
You know, I mean, Keanu Reeves was asked again about Bill and Ted 3 just this last weekend at Comic-Con, and he was like, you know, show business is hard. We're trying to make it happen, but he's not committed to anything. It's just, you know, but still, if you ask anybody if Bill and Ted 3 is happening, they'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, they're totally working on it.
Yeah,
so. You know, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when Bette Midler says something about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't have a Hocus Pocus without Bette Midler.
If they make one without Bette Midler, it's fucking sacrilege.
That is sacrilegious.
I mean, that cat does look super fake a lot of the movie.
When did Sabrina the Teenage Witch come out, though?
I mean, that looked really bad,
that
too.
That looks real fucking bad. Uh-huh.
Now, do we see any child actors we recognize?
Is that Michelle Obama?
The only... Oh, no, there's a second black girl in there. There's literally two black kids in there. That's not indicative of how Salem really is, right? I mean, it is Mass, so maybe.
Do they, do you... Is that a fucking... Hang on, that poster. Yeah, he's drawing weed.
Yeah, he is.
Drawing weed.
Oh, damn. Shit.
Way to go, scratching Disney. Penises into the table and shit as well.
That teacher has horrible handwriting. Look at that handwriting up on that board. When we get like the wide shot again.
Let's have a look.
What's up, Yabos? How you doing? They're not even big.
She's going to wear the right dress.
Well, sure, but I mean,
there you go.
Kinda.
You wouldn't find. I don't think you'd find this in a classroom these days. The teacher taking time out of the class to actually fucking tell a little ghost story, even in something where like Salem, Massachusetts. I think
you would.
I don't think you'd find that bullshit anymore, especially at kids this age. You know.
Okay, where I grew up in South Carolina, they would do that with, like, our local legends and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
That just strikes me as so fucking weird. I don't know what it is. This just seems like such a 90s thing that, you know, a classroom of kids would sit patiently and listen to their teacher tell a ghost story or something like that. I don't know.
Hey, man, but if your teacher wants to tell a ghost story, that's the same as, like, the TV rolling in on the cart, and you're like, hell yeah, we ain't got to do work at all today. And then you become an adult and start like having friends that are teachers and realize that they're like wasted.
It really
have you ever partied with like a teacher? Like in the last, okay, I partied with a teacher just a few months ago.
I don't think I know any teachers. This is all you, again, this is like where you and I can't relate in life experiences.
Yo, this girl was drunk as fuck, like super drunk. And don't make fun of me. I may be drunk, but I'm not stupid. And she's just fucking wasted. And we're like, what time do you have work tomorrow? And she's like, I have to be at the school at 6:30. Fuck it. I'll show them a movie. And like, that's still the go-to. And now that makes me realize that like when I was a kid and teachers are rolling in like TVs, they were fucking hungover.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They were totally hungover. Now, I mean, his cross trainers are cool, but they're not stealable cool.
No.
Did the camera just get a shot of his cross trainers as he drove by?
I think we're heavily establishing that these are going to be very important later on. these two bullies he runs into, I'm like, ugh. One of them looks very familiar. The one with the long blonde hair looks like a young James Franco trying to be a bad boy.
Yeah.
not up close. Uh-huh. Not up close. You just need to catch him just at the right, like, just in the background and shit. The other guy, is it the singer from Smash Mouth? Like, who the fuck is it? I know that guy from something else.
Yeah, I got you.
Something douchey like that. Oh,
yeah. I love their stage whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Your inflection says you're whispering, but your fucking volume doesn't.
I'm gonna fucking step off stage and do a little soliloquy or something to the audience.
So apparently, that kid was supposed to be Leonardo DiCaprio, who turned it down for What's Eating Gilbert Grape, which was probably a good move.
The main guy here, right?
Yeah. Okay. Omri Katz.
Yeah. He turned it down for What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've not seen that movie, but I know it's, you know, more serious than this one. So if he was trying to establish himself, you know, he's been working a long time for that Oscar. So yeah, so he was making decisions like for his career very early on. Oh my God. You looking it up here?
Yeah, he was in a bunch of crap, but nothing really...
Nothing to be like, oh, of course.
Yeah, nothing just jumps out.
Is that Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, Pirates of the Great Salt Lake. Totally different movie.
What year did it come out?
Pirates of the Great Salt Lake?
Yeah.
2006. Well, he was in Walk the Line.
So 2 years after Pirates of the Caribbean, then.
Yeah.
Sure, that's a coincidence.
Uh-huh. Likely.
So we're in October right now, and over in the Magic Kingdom, they have a Halloween event. Have you ever gone over to that and seen the Hocus Pocus show they do?
No. I mean, I've been, but I haven't seen the Hocus Pocus show.
I was kind of hoping you had, because I haven't seen it either.
I've seen it on YouTube. Seen, like, video of it, and it looks really cool.
What the fuck is it?
I mean,
only do it during the Halloween event, which is late at night.
Musical numbers. I mean, there's still... Oogie Boogie and shit. Your standard Disney Halloween characters. We just get fan service now, and they haven't always done that.
But how long have they done the Hocus Pocus show? Is it just... I think it might have just started last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see it this year. That's normally the decision that I have to make. Which one do I really, really want to go to this year?
Horror Nights or Mickey's?
Mm-hmm. I really, really... I like Horror Nights. I do. However, I only get scared at the only reason you go to Halloween Horror Nights is for that feeling you get like when you get really scared, like in a house. Mm-hmm. I only get scared at Horror Nights if I do a bunch of acid before I go, and I don't have to do that if I go to Mickey's Not So Scary. Mickey's Not So Scary is just fun, and when you're sitting there right before the parade and the Headless Horseman comes barreling down Main Street on his horse and sparks are flying from underneath the horse's hooves.
Ooh.
It's really cool.
That's a nice
like,
touch.
It's really cool.
I remember
cool.
When Horror Nights used to do a parade, like years and years ago, back in 98, 99, back when the event was nowhere near as busy as it is now, and they actually could move through the streets with a fucking full set of parade floats and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty sweet. It was like a Day of the Dead Mardi Gras kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Mardi Gras parade where they throw out beads and coins and shit, and they got people on stilts, but it's all just like, it's like the devil just ejaculated all over it, you know.
Exactly like that. Now, this kid's room is actually really... He's pouting, but he has the coolest room in Salem. I don't...
Yeah, I fucking get over it, kid. Like, yeah. You got a huge house. Okay, I get it. You haven't got any friends right now, but...
Fucking deal, bro. You met a girl with yabos, and you live in a dope
house. So what? You don't have any friends, so you sit in your room all day. Your room is sweet.
Yeah.
Certainly worst places to be stuck.
Yeah, I wonder where the house set is, though, because they normally don't throw that shit out. It's normally packed away in boxes somewhere.
Which one? The Sandersons' house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember where this was shot.
Most of this was shot in Massachusetts, in Salem and Marbling.
I think only like 2 weeks. Oh, I see all the exterior stuff, and I think only 2 weeks were shot in Massachusetts. The rest of it was on stages and shit somewhere.
Yeah, but Allison's house was in California, and like the trick-or-treating was in California.
Oh, it's all in California then. Fuck it.
But the cemetery, all the other exteriors, like that was all like during their shooting in like different parts of Mass.
Yeah.
The graveyards in Mass. Because of course it is. You ain't going to find a graveyard like that in California.
No. But that house, yeah, that's definitely just on a back lot somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows where they'd put that shit now. It's not stuck around. Like that has been lost, especially because this didn't do very well, you know. If they could see into the future, yeah, they would have kept it, but as far as we know, they can't. How is anybody intimidated to school by these jackweeds?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to just beat the shit out of both of those dudes.
If
their little homie with the fucking glow necklace on his head.
If these guys just came up to you, like, I'd have no problem just fucking knocking them the fuck out. Like, yeah. I am not great at confrontation or anything like that. But these guys, they're just, oh my God.
Uh-huh. Sometimes you just need to drop a bow.
Oh my God.
Look at that big ass nose. You could break that schnoz. No questions asked.
And I can't believe they're going that fucking crazy. Oh my God. For candy, of all things.
Uh-huh. Are you going trick-or-treating this year?
Smoking like the rest of the kids your age. God. No, not... I don't think I've ever gone trick-or-treating, honestly.
You should go. I'm going.
How do you go trick-or-treating as a 31-year-old man? How does that go? Do you go to bars or something? Like, is that it?
I'm short, and if I put on makeup, you can't tell I'm
a 30-year-old
man. You
pass for, like, a 10-year-old or something?
I pass for, like, a 15-year-old, yeah. Okay. I pass for big brother taking little brother, like, little kid out trick-or-treating. Walk around with a pillowcase. Because if you're walking around with those busted-ass plastic pumpkins, you're doing yourself a disservice.
I don't know if trick-or-treating... I mean, for one thing, trick-or-treating was never really a thing in the UK.
That's horrible,
which is
man.
It's a little sad, yeah. But I feel like trick-or-treating wouldn't go very well these days, just because, you know, everyone's way more terrified about strangers and shit. You know, stuff happening. Who's going to open up their... door to, you know, I fucking told you the story, that cold case of 30 years ago where there was a chick who opened up her door and there was a clown there, and the clown just shot her point blank in the face and then just calmly strolled off into a car and shit.
Honk, honk.
Fucked up stuff like that happens now, so I don't think people would be so cool about opening their doors to strangers, especially a stranger that's dressed up like a fucking purger or a you know,
well,
a Pennywise
don't
shit.
Okay, check it.
Do you just go in like a shitty $2 Spirit Halloween Dracula mask or something, or what?
No. You actually put effort into it because then you actually get the good candies.
But if you put too much effort in, you just scare the people and they won't answer the door at all.
Well, that's because you're going scary. Your Halloween options aren't limited to scary or slutty. Like...
Okay, so clearly you're going trick-or-treating. So what are you doing? What's your costume
going
to be?
Oh, I'm calling it in. I'm going as my clown when I go trick-or-treating.
Your clown is funny when it's on a stage full of surrounded by drunk people, mm-hmm. and you're about to whip your dick out. But if you're just like calmly walking down the street with a pillowcase and no one knows what the fuck is in there,
yeah, but if I
wouldn't open my door to you.
But if I got a kid, like a little kid, walking between me and another adult. That's definitely a little taller than me. I can jump on that candy train.
The kid has to be like classic trick-or-treat kid, like, you the know, kid real can be cheesy.
Scary. Real? The kid can be scary. The adult can't be super scary. Otherwise, you're not going to get your candy. I go trick-or-treat at Celebration, and they give full-size candy bars, I mean, and canned sodas and shit.
That seems like a pretty kind of safe area, honestly.
Yeah, so you just got to go to, like, the rich parts of town, and those people will hook it up, man. Like, you'll have cavities in, like, a week.
Look at the yabos on that. Not Flora Birch. Good God.
yeah, your timing is a little...
Yeah.
Oh, so she spells it with one B. Ah, see, that's not a functional yabo. That's not the yabos that you need to be... In fact, he loves them.
How do you recover from that? There's no getting around that.
No, you don't. You just hope that she thinks you're cute enough that your obnoxious little sister just makes you cuter.
He's so cute. He can't say titties. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have found out through personal experience recently that if you avert your gaze, mm-hmm. They think that shit's adorable.
Oh, you got to do it like a bashfully. Like
you got to be. Ooh. Yeah. If you're talking about tits or like throwing compliments, if it's difficult for you to like maintain eye contact when you're actually saying the operative word or phrase, they're like, "Aw, that's so cute," and then dates. that's just what happens.
So wait, you've got to actively.
You have to actively be bashful, even though you fucking know I'm not.
Yeah. So, like, where you could just straight, because I know you could full-on straight make eye contact with somebody for a conversation, but apparently it's way more adorable if you occasionally glance down to look at their chest until they see you, and then you kind of, like...
No, I'm not saying bashfully look at their tits, then you're a fucking creeper. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying when you're being complimentary, or they ask you personal questions about what you're into or like what you like about them, and when you say it you just kind of avert your, like, you can't make eye contact. Bro, Marco Polo is fucking great for making me look bashful as fuck, man. Just being able to tilt your phone, so much work is done right there. Don't have to expend any effort.
I'm hugely confused as to what your game is, but
my game works apparently.
Speaking of sexual harassment, Harvey Weinstein.
What
are you thinking about that? That story came out this week.
Uh-huh.
God, that is, it's one of those things that does not surprise me, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm also not surprised that people took so long to kind of come out and say something about it, because of that industry. You know, he's a very, very powerful man.
Absolutely, but if you pay off enough people, they'll take money over telling people what you did. And that's also shady as fuck.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the people who didn't stand up and say something, I don't think they did the right thing, but I can see why they did it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But seeing as how there were 8 that he paid off that we know of, mm-hmm. you know there's more.
Absolutely.
It's got to be a Cosby situation.
It's all going to come out now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then Meryl Streep came out and put out a really good, like, a really nice press release about it. Mm. Kevin Smith was talking about how, like, Harvey Weinstein basically financed the first 14 years of his career.
Absolutely.
And while he was making money and doing great things, other people were suffering, and he feels, like, horrible about it. And Jeff Bridges is talking about, well, now it's time for you to face your demons, and he's going to have to look long and hard in that shit, because he knows everybody.
Yeah.
However... it feels like there's also a lot of celebrities that he worked with that, you know, don't condone that shit, but are kind of not saying anything right now because you almost want to, you want to distance yourself as much as fucking possible as you can from that.
Yeah.
You know, like
you kind of want to just be like, I'm not touching that.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
This is a massive hot potato.
Let him go to court, send him to jail. That's fucking fine. Yeah. I'm not getting involved.
Yeah.
Which, on one hand, you should always be vocal about how rape is bad and sexual assault is bad and all that shit. But on a business front, I totally understand as to why they're trying to distance, like, professionally from it. But I really like.
There's really nothing to gain from you wading into the conversation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Unless you were explicitly affected by it or something. Mm-hmm. If you were just on the sidelines, yeah, you can't really... What is what you're going to say? How is that going to help or anything?
Yeah. I mean, Meryl Streep.
Just going to drag your name into it, and that's just like, that's a, this is not a story you really want your name to be dragged into.
Meryl Streep didn't have to wade into that shit, but she put out a press release, and everybody loves Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she can kind of, yeah.
She can, she's wise Meryl Streep, you know, like, there.
She's the female Morgan Freeman.
I can't think of, she's never had a single scandal.
No.
You know, like,
no,
nothing.
No, you're which, right.
It's not that fucking hard.
No.
Just don't
especially
be these, shitty.
Yeah. These days, the slightest fucking thing.
Speaking of don't be shitty, I went to church yesterday for the first time in like over a decade, over 15 years.
And you didn't burst into flames. Well done.
Didn't burst into flames. Tech is the devil, apparently. And we are in the end times is what was stressed to me numerous times. I don't believe either one of those.
Really
also,
hammer the point home there.
Microchips in your, like, in people that are doing, like, the chip implants, apparently that's the mark of the beast. And that made me giggle as well. I didn't applaud. I didn't sing along. But very respectfully, I stood there with one arm crossed and the other one holding my cup of coffee because they totally supply the coffee. But it was... It was different. Everyone I met was nice. But it just goes to further my point that nice people are nice people. Just don't be a cunt. It's really not difficult. You know, like, I got out of church, and in no way, shape, or form did it change my views in any way. But I already knew a lot of church people are super nice, and the ones that hate gays and minorities are not... the rule, you know. I have a lot of family members that are super religious, and they're all super cool. But religious people are religious, and we're nice. I know a lot of atheist people that are super nice. Just don't be a dick. But yeah, it was very interesting. I was more impressed with being someone that that spends a lot of money on like sound equipment and lighting and shit. I was very impressed with their lighting and sound and stage and backdrop, and I know...
Somebody's going to hell, but it's, somebody had to pay... They had to sacrifice somebody. It's
like, yeah. Well, like, I finished, and they're like, 10% of all donations go out the door to, like, other stuff, and I'm thinking, okay, that's really cool, but I would have liked it if it was a little more than 10%.
Does so, the wait, other 90% goes back into making more money or something?
Back
or
into the church, yeah.
So you're
that's where they got the lights,
yeah,
and the instruments.
Yeah, that's really shitty. So when you're donating, do they explicitly say you're donating to like God, or are you donating to the church to them? How's it phrased? What's the disclaimer?
Church, but then here's a 10% of everything goes out the door. There's this one business that I'm trying to be as vague as possible, so I'm not just dogging one specific church. But they're like, 10% of it goes out the door. Here, last month, we gave $5,000 to this church business that has taken donations from churches all across the country. It's Samaritan something. But they're in Puerto Rico giving out like 5-gallon buckets and tarps because people don't have their roofs. And they're giving out 5-gallon buckets so you can carry fresh water. They're giving out tarps so that people don't have to sit in the rain. And they're giving out these solar-powered like lanterns. And okay. That's really cool.
That's good work.
But then the church is like, last month we gave $5,000. I'm like, okay, what the fuck did you do with the other $45,000? Because you're a church in a strip center and I know that's not your rent.
You
know,
do like, math, man. You're
yeah,
good at math. You're
it
like,
just,
something doesn't add up here.
Yeah. Yeah. But aside from that... Oh, and also, they were telling a story about a preacher that went out to do his sermon or whatever, and he blanked but remembered his mentor had told him, you just read your Bible passage and he talks about it and it'll click. And the Bible passage, it was a quote about, I come quickly... and I immediately and when he's telling this story, he's like, and nothing happened. So he said it again, but this time more forcefully, I come quickly, and nothing. And he said it again, I come quickly, and he fell off the front of the stage in this old lady's lap, and the old lady's like, well, you said it, I should have moved. And I'm like, okay, there's a joke there. But the whole time that he's saying I come quickly, like a fucking child, I'm looking around trying to see if I'm the only one snickering. I was not. And then they were talking about something else, about like helping your, and how like how, and since we're in the end times, how you should focus on personal relationships and helping your family and your friends and your neighbors, you know, and your community, and going outwards in a circle, like David Bowie said in The Man Who Changed the World. But they're talking about how you need to, once you find like your purpose, you need to nail that down. And I'm thinking, that's an odd choice of words. There's a big crucifix on the wall, and you're talking about nailing it down. Really odd choice of words. So yeah, it was, I don't think I'm going back.
They asked me not to.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't fill out my little I'm a new person card so that little I can get the church coffee mug.
You didn't tick the box like, yes, please sign me up for ongoing newsletters.
They gave me a card and I gave them back the card. I was not going to fill that out. I mean, I sat on it till the end of the service and then I just politely put it back in the stack as I was leaving. But I'm not going to give you my info for a coffee mug. I just can't. I like me some coffee, but I also don't like church. It was different. It was weird.
Can we look at Sarah Jessica Parker right here a second?
Look at those titties.
And look at her like mouth agape. I'm sorry, that was an image right there.
Yeah, it was. You're such a terrible horn dog.
And
are they implying that, okay, are they implying there was a river there before and now it's black, or did this just creep up on them? Because I would just keep running and not even realize
thinking
that I was
it's
running.
Yeah.
You know?
If it's a river, like you think it's a river, so what if it's black? If you can run through a river. Yeah, why are they stopping and kind of confused by it all?
Yeah, your candle was black. What's the issue?
What is your favorite part of this movie? I think we should probably work that out now that we're like 35 minutes into it. So that we can take our celebratory shots.
I got to go with when Billy Butcherson cuts his lips open and the moth flies out.
Okay. Fair play.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty close towards the end.
Yeah. I like that guy. He,
Doug Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a great character actor.
Mm-hmm.
Is it actually him talking?
Is it?
I don't know. Because he doesn't really talk in a lot of his roles. He plays, like, creatures and aliens and stuff, you know. The things in the shadows. You don't really ever get to see him in a talking role.
Mm-hmm. Rarely.
See if Billy Butcherson has a voice actor or something.
There's an actress that played Headless Billy Butcherson. She's probably short.
Yeah. CGI cat's not terrible considering it's 1993 and it's a Disney low budget movie, honestly.
Nah, it looks like it was him.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. So that'll happen pretty late in the game, as will mine, honestly, and it's gonna be when they take off on all the different instruments to go and invade the house. And we get the broom, we get the mop, and we get the vacuum cleaner.
I was expecting you to call it a hoover.
Well, I'm running my own voice through an instant translator.
You're an Americanized British guy now.
Yeah.
Soon enough, man. Soon enough.
Ooh,
pudding. How do they know what pudding is? Did they have pudding back when they were alive? I don't think pudding was a...
It's been 300 years.
Yeah, I don't think pudding was a thing in the 1700s.
I don't know. When was this fucking country invented, by the way? Because this is Christopher Columbus Day, right?
1776. Yeah, but Columbus didn't come here, right?
To
Orlando? He went to Hispaniola and went south.
Wait, what? Say that again? He did what?
He went to Hispaniola and then he went south. He's not the one that directly exterminated the Native Americans
right.
in America.
Okay. But so that was 1776.
When this country got founded, yeah.
Okay.
Declaration of Independence, all that shit.
Oh, okay. So when did he discover America?
I don't know. Before that? I mean, technically he didn't discover a goddamn thing, but
yeah. So this was 93, so it'd be 1693 is when these chicks are from.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening in those 300 years, and they seem to be pretty okay with a lot of these changes.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like the genie in Aladdin. He comes out after being in the lamp, and for some reason knows all about pop culture that is going to happen in the future.
Because he's Robin Williams. Just fucking knows it. I don't know much about Columbus, honestly. And I'm really interested that this year, especially, there's a lot of people going up on changing the name to Indigenous Peoples Day, is it? Is that what they're trying to call it now?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you have opinions?
That motherfucker got lost, and then we gave him a holiday.
What? That's exactly what I was going to fucking say. We learn about Christopher Columbus discovering America in the UK, but when they tell you that they obviously leave out all the parts, like what happened afterwards, but all we learn is that, yeah, he was looking for another route to, well, India, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, so he got lost while looking for a place, and he just stumbled across another one? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
and you guys gave him a holiday for that? Like, you celebrate it? Like, is this fucking everybody gets a trophy day or something?
Yes, it is. It is.
I did not understand that, why it's, I mean...
It's like throwing a party for the opening day of the Trail of Tears. A really horrible idea. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting because obviously Halloween's kind of a bullshit holiday as well.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally now.
God, like I tell you, man, nothing really happens in this movie until they go to the fucking party and she sings, and that's where everything you remember in this movie happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because you can't have Bette Midler without asking her to sing something.
Yeah.
The divine Bette Midler. You see her in concert singing?
I've seen so little Bette Midler. I don't think I've ever seen her perform anything, honestly.
What?
I just know of her, like, in interviews or hosting something. I've never seen her do any of her, like, live shows or anything like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't think I've seen her in any other movies than this, honestly. She's just one of those people that's just like, I know she's a huge star, but I couldn't tell you... Like, why she's such a huge star, I'd ask.
This is the only makeup I've ever seen this guy in that actually looks like the actor wearing makeup. Like, he legit, like, Billy Butcher's in, like, it is his
eyes.
Face.
The eyes are definitely Doug Jones's eyes.
Yeah, even the face structure, like, you can clearly tell that's Doug Jones.
Oh, here's our headless. Kind of looks like, it looks like a lot of where Jack Sparrow's mannerisms came from.
Yeah.
Like, they just sat Johnny Depp down in front of this movie and just like, okay, now do this.
You're going to watch Hocus Pocus?
But, yeah. Do this with a sword and rum.
Go do some drugs with Keith Richards. It'll all work itself out. That's a really old sewer. Wait, is it a mausoleum or a sewer?
I thought it was a mausoleum because they're still in the...
Oh, because it connects to the sewer. Got it. My head looks better than that head.
You'll need some context for that.
Yeah, I have a head cast of mine in whiteface, and it looks amazing. That head looked horrible. That looked really bad. My head looks great.
Who made your head again?
Oh, shit. Now I forget his name.
Was it Burnett?
Yeah. Michael Burnett.
Okay.
Yeah. It was good. And yeah. It was a fucking joy, man. He made that shit so comfortable. It didn't feel like we were doing... it. Honestly, the most inconvenient part of that was actually having to do my makeup after the fact so that he could match it.
Right.
on the head. Like, doing the head cast felt like a damn facial. He didn't put straws in my nose. He just put it on and still like left me little like nose with his bare hands, like little like no, like nostril holes and shit, because he's a fucking professional.
Nice.
So pro. Now, okay, what confuses me in this is when the little girls steal their brooms and then fly away. So it's the brooms that have the power to fly, not the witches. The witches aren't doing it with their magic. They have magical brooms as well.
It certainly seems that way from the way you just described it, yeah.
You know?
So then why does all the other shit work later on?
Yeah.
Especially a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, do you imbue something with magic and then
does everything you sit on just return to magic? Like, fucking every chair, every...
Yeah, and what's the half-life on that? Like, how long do you have to stay away from before that's a normal broom? Are those little
kids, like, going to get, like, 300 feet out from the witches and then just, like, fucking fall out of the sky?
Drop. That guy's such a perv. Hi, Sarah Jessica Parker. It might also be the makeup.
For who? Sarah Jessica Parker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, good eyeliner will make you look like a totally different person.
I wasn't looking at the eyeliner.
You were looking at the boobies?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you were, because you're a horn dog. You're married, bro.
Well, she can't tell, but I'm looking away in a bashful manner. That's what we call a callback in comedy.
Uh-huh. That's a little circus kitty.
See, now, if we're going by the rules we just had there, that guy's dick should be able to fly for a good few minutes.
Yeah. You know he's got a raging heart on. You ever tried to be Big Spoon? It's so hard to be Big Spoon without getting, like, a hard dick.
Yeah. Sorry about that, by the way. Now, that, I mean, the bus driver, I know he's, you know, got other things on his mind right now, but he should have seen a fucking cat coming up.
Yeah, he did not care at all.
Now, okay, and does he have 9 lives, or is, because, yeah, he can't die. How does he know? Has he tried killing himself 9 times, or is that just a cat thing that he's not aware of? Like, all cats have 9 lives. He's just died a couple of times, but he finds he comes back, and he just assumes he's invincible.
Well, I mean, he's been chilling this whole time. This can't be the first time he's been hit by a car.
I guess. It makes sense, certainly.
If he's an immortal black cat.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, maybe he's only been killed like 7 or 8 times. And he's got a little superiority complex now. Mm-hmm. He's going to have that time when he's like, you know, fuck it, I can do it. And he just goes and jumps in front of a bus just to fuck with somebody or whatever. And then, bam, he's actually dead.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
That would suck so hard. I mean, that'd be hard. Oh, hey, it's Mrs. Potts.
Is that little Christopher Columbus walking away there?
It's a little Mrs. Potts. And then Gary and Penny Marshall coming up.
So, yeah, what's the deal with them? Gary Marshall's the director of Pretty Woman, right?
I guess. I don't know.
That's the only reason. I know something Marshall. Who's Penny Marshall, then?
His wife.
Okay.
They're comedic actors. They're fucking really? Hysterical. Yeah.
I swear he's a director as well, which is, I mean, fair play for him.
Okay, so are they, considering how they're bowing down to him, I guess in their world, they've met the devil because they were in hell and they liked it, thank you very much.
That's right, because they did die.
Yeah. So Is that what the devil actually looks like in this universe? Think about it. If they've met the devil,
yeah, I guess that's... And it's a spot-on dead ringer for Gary Marshall in the spandex.
With sequin horns.
Suddenly the afterlife doesn't seem so scary anymore. You should tell them that in church next week. I've seen the devil, and it's an old man in Spanx.
You missed the part where I said I was definitely not.
But this is a great message you need to tell them.
Yeah.
Because you fucking know that church people are not going to watch Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Captain Hook.
Oh, nice. Yeah, this is clearly filmed in California, just like, you know, two streets down from the Disney parks.
Yeah. Totally filmed in the Disney park. Now, I'm pretty sure you couldn't just be rocking a cop outfit on a cop motorcycle.
You can't do that anymore.
No.
I don't think you could ever fucking do that. But yeah, that's against the law. Pretty damn sure.
Yeah. Oh, this sucks.
Is he giving the finger? With his one good finger left.
That was sickening to watch. Are you caught up on American Horror Story at all?
Yes. We've had 5 episodes as of recording.
You see the nail gun?
Yes. Yeah, I thought of you. Absolutely. Because you have an act similar to that in your show, which you haven't done for a while, am I right?
No, because the last time I did it, I got shot through the hand with a nail.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, I've been shot everywhere except for the temple at this point. Like, that's why we don't do it anymore. That's why I switched to the one with nooses and the 13-foot tall gallows.
You're not a very good
safer.
You're not a very good magician, are you?
It's not a magic trick. We're literally playing. There's no, like...
I thought it was like those... Well, I guess... hang on, let me finish my thought, and then I'll fucking give myself a counterpoint. I thought it was like those things where, you know, you got the 4 cups, and then there's a knife underneath one of them, and it's a process
of
elimination. Yeah, but
this
then...
This is statistics.
But I've seen those go fucking wrong as well, I suppose. I always thought it was like that. You have 4 nail guns, and you know which one is fucking loaded, so...
No
you're
idea.
You're literally just tossing a coin every time.
I know nothing.
God. How reckless and irresponsible are you?
How did I manage to get through 135 shows at Universal Studios and not get
shot once?
You
shot that
into
your temple.
Yeah. I've taken them into my stomach. I've taken them in my neck. I've taken it through my hand.
Damn.
Only place I haven't taken it was through the temple. I mean, because clearly I wouldn't be here, but...
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, man. That happened, and I axed that real quick. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to replace this. We're not doing this anymore. You can start using this to fix your roof. They no longer have to stay not rusty. Not worth it, man. Not worth it. Occasionally, I'll do it with, like, upholstery staple guns, because that's not going to go all the way through.
Yeah. Oh, busted, Satan. I mean, this does look bad, to be honest.
Yeah. Tart face.
So, the fucking... what's the one from My Big Fat Greek Wedding? What's her name?
Oh, God, I don't fucking remember.
The one the one that's not Bette Midler or Sarah Jessica Parker. I can't remember.
Kathy Najimy.
Kathy Najimy.
Yeah. Najimy. Fucking know. She was in Sister Act.
Yeah, okay, that's this. Oh, yeah.
That's where I first, like, found out who this girl was.
Two things. One, I like her hair, because it looks like a witch's hat. That's a nice touch.
Uh-huh.
Two, what's with her just growling like a dog all the fucking time?
It's
just her thing.
It's a very large character decision there.
Yeah. And she has a penis, apparently. Should clarify in case anybody's listening and not watching the movie with that one. that she just got punched in the balls.
How are you going to find mom and dad in this place? It's fucking easy.
Mm-hmm. It's one building.
Yeah.
You're going up to the top floor so you can spot them from above.
I like this band, though.
Mm-hmm.
That lead singer is killing it with that makeup. See, you could totally cosplay as that guy, and like five people would get it. Be like, who are you? If you
were on a stage, yes.
Yes. Yeah. They found you. Dad Kula.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah. You see that look, that side eye she just gave Max? He's kissing my hand. This is really creepy.
Now he's going to go and jerk off into a plant or something.
Where's my cum box? Oh.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Fifteen more years and that's going to make no sense.
Yeah. Is that guy wearing a newspaper suit?
Yeah. It's totally useless. It's like one of those things you buy at Anthropology. Those teeth, though. Holy
God,
shit.
They're killing me every
time.
Those
teeth need, like, top billing.
And here's the thing. For the first fucking, you know, few years, like, until about probably late 90s, seriously thought Bette Midler looked like that. Because I just did not know who she was. Mm-hmm. Can't tell you another movie she's in. I haven't seen, like, I can't fucking tell you what they're called. No, I know she's in something.
You didn't see her in Gypsy?
No. What else is she really famous in? Is there anything with like Danny DeVito or something? Or?
I don't remember. Oh, I just grew up with Bette Midler being a staple. Yeah.
I swear there's one where she's like a con woman or something, or fuck, I don't know. But I never saw pictures of her except for from Hocus Pocus, and I seriously thought she had just huge teeth, big hair like that. Oh, and then I saw South Park, and that's, you know, that's not hugely accurate either. So.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Going by South Park, I'm pretty sure Barbra Streisand turns into a mech dinosaur thing. This is a good musical number, though.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty solid. It's catchy.
Yeah.
This is an old fucking song, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
God, my wife was just telling me where it was from or who did it or whatever. But it makes it catchy. It makes it, you know... This is a huge part, I think, of why a lot of people like this movie still.
This song is the whole reason why the stage show works.
Mm-hmm. Fuck off the stage.
You ever push somebody off a stage? Because it is fulfilling. Also, have you ever crowd surfed?
No.
Doesn't always work out.
Yeah. I've been at concerts where people are crowd surfing over me, and I'm just like, where do I put my hands? Like, where's mm-hmm. acceptable for this, you know?
I mean, you just assume if you're crowd surfing, you're going to get some fingers in your butthole. That's what happens.
Good.
Definitely not the night that you sign
Maybe I'll go crowd
sometimes.
Surfing a little bit more often now.
Oh, yeah. Go face down. You may get a handy out of it. And you don't have to come in a bush or a potted plant or anything.
So is it, wait, does their song hypnotize the adults or something? Is this like when Sarah Jessica Parker's singing her ballad to the kids?
Uh-huh.
So they're all, so all the adults are getting hypnotized, and that's why they're still at the party like hours later, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Or they're all just railing lines of coke in the bathroom.
They're just fucking loving it until 5, 6 a.m.
Uh-huh. All these helicopter parents, man. Just...
Somebody pushes you from behind and your instinct is to start fucking dancing with them. Yeah, they're on cocaine.
Uh-huh. Dance until you die. That's pretty dark.
Mm-hmm.
What's the crab traps in the alleyway?
There is a there's a fish sign behind them. They're probably behind a fish.
No,
fishmonger.
I get that, but you would think...
You're not going to catch anything in the alleyway, I get that. Yeah.
You would take the lobsters out of the crab trap between the dock and the restaurant.
I mean, I'm more confused as to why there's a little tiny winch there as well.
Yeah, what's it winching it to?
Yeah, it's winching it like 2 feet off.
Mm-hmm. This is a really short movie, man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect to get this far in an hour.
Yeah, it's like 1:09. It's like 1:32. I told you. It's mental. I'm only 2 drinks in, though. You're still nursing your first one, you lazy bastard.
Oh, bro, I've been drinking today, yesterday, the day before, the day before that. I got really drunk and watched Pirates with an 8-year-old yesterday, so...
Pirates 1?
Yeah.
Pirates 5?
Pirates 1.
All the pirates with the guy from this movie in the world.
Pirates of the Caribbean with Johnny Depp.
The first one?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I definitely want to do a big gay date for that. That is one of my... for a time, it was one of my favorite movies. It is such a great, classic...
It is.
Action adventure movie. It's a fun adventure movie.
But as I'm watching it with the 8-year-old, I'm realizing I've got issues with this, and I can't to talk to an adult about it.
Oh, man. Let's put this little pencil that in for next season, because I definitely want to do that. Are you making a new one? Can you? I don't want to try it. You won't know what the fuck making mine, so I'll just sit here like an asshole. I'll just sit here like an asshole and wait for you to come back. That's fine. Speaking of pirates, that I think is my dad's favorite movie ever, because he has so much Pirates of the Caribbean shit, and he fucking has every single figure. He's got everything from like the action figures to the big Lego pirate ships to the fucking replica swords for Barbossa and shit like that. Like, he loves that film.
I used to work a lot of pirate festivals with my business partner in the Mermaid Show and stuff. I was unpacking yesterday, and I found all my combat swords, all, like, my fight show swords and stuff.
Yeah?
God, they're all rusty. I gotta clean them on the fucking sander and shit. Ugh.
That sucks.
I'm not excited.
But my dad's coming into town on
Saturday.
Friday.
You're going to the parks on Saturday, right?
Going to the parks on Saturday. Cool. And he wants to go to the Magic... He always wants to go to the Magic Kingdom because he wants to go and ride Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I get that, you know. I get that you like it, but it hasn't changed in the last... Like, certainly hasn't changed in the last, like, 10 years.
Five years,
like, when they added... When's the movie from
the Davy Jones?
Oh yeah, he's been there. And then they added in the Ian McShane when the fourth one came out. They added in Blackbeard very briefly. But we've got fucking Avatar here now. You sure you don't want to go to Animal Kingdom and see Avatar instead?
Mm-hmm. Is he a fan of Star Wars?
I mean, a little bit, but we did Hollywood Studios before. He's seen all the new Star Wars stuff over there.
Oh yeah, so. There's no point to go there for at least another 2 years.
Yeah.
And then it's gonna be awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
But we get the Star Wars park.
Yeah.
Okay, that's basically what it is.
Essentially, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Star Wars hotel. God. But yeah, I'm looking forward to having him in town. We're going to the Halloween Horror Nights in Universal on the Saturday and then Disney on the Sunday. I gave him a fucking I gave him homework this week because my dad is 62.
Okay. Right?
He doesn't fucking look it, to be fair, but he is 62 years old.
You got old parents too?
Apparently, yeah. He is, and when he's been coming to Horror Nights, or he's been fucking taking me to Horror Nights, let's get it right, for like, I don't know, 98, I think, might have been the first year we went. And that was when I was too much of a chicken shit to go through any of the houses.
Mm-hmm.
But we did go and enjoy the Bill and Ted show.
Mm-hmm.
And every year since, that's been our thing. And that's really the kind of reason he's making the effort to come down here. Because he works in Canada occasionally, and he has a flight. He has a trip over in Canada right now that's just kind of working out over October. The flights are like $600 to fly down. But he's like, he's doing it because it's the last year for the Bill and Ted show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like the last hurrah to go and see that and shit. But my dad's 62 and he doesn't know what the fuck is going on in pop culture or anything like that. He doesn't watch SNL or any of this stuff.
Yeah.
So every year I watch the show and I'm like, I like it. This is right. I have my thoughts about it. But I'm always thinking my dad is not going to get any of this shit. So I gave my dad homework today. I sent him a bunch of links to YouTube videos, that stuff that's
referenced. Because you've seen the show already.
I've seen the show and I'm watching it and I'm like, he'll get this. He won't get this. He'll have no idea what this is referencing. And I'm just, all that stuff, I'm like, let me just put this all together. And I'm just like, okay, here's some news stories to read. Here's some videos to watch. And then it won't make any sense to you. You might find these videos funny. You might not get them. That's fine. It's just show so that when you see the jokes in the show, you understand what they're referencing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a refresher for him. So anyway, we're going to go see that on Saturday night.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
He'll have a great time, especially if he gets it all. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does he get scared in the houses?
I don't think so. I mean,
what if you gave him some acid?
He's kind of like me. He just kind of walks through with a big smile on his face, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You think I should drug my dad?
I'm not saying you... yeah, absolutely.
When my friend Brad was here the year... was it last year? It might have been last year. And me and my wife went to go and see him and his girlfriend. We did the stay and scream thing, which is where they keep you in the park before it opens up and everything like that. And my wife has her, you know, e-cig. What's the fucking stuff called? THC? Is that...
sure, yeah.
It's
liquid
stuff, you know, weed, whatever.
She's got, the THC oil.
Yeah, and Brad has started dabbling in that in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess our stuff is a lot fucking stronger because she let him have a puff. And Brad's in a wheelchair, so she let him have a puff right before the gates opened and we started pushing him through to where the first house is going to be.
Was he like regular in a wheelchair, or was he in a wheelchair because he was that fucked up?
No. He's in a wheelchair because he has a little bit of a problem with his legs.
Okay. That makes the story make a lot more sense.
Yeah, no. He started off in the wheelchair, and then he took a puff of her e-cig. And then between, the distance of maybe 500 feet, we pushed him in the wheelchair to get to the entrance of the first house. He went on a fucking journey. Like, his eyes were so wide, and his head was just taking everything in and just looking around. It was magical. Like, he was flying high, having a great time, but also freaking the fuck out. So I don't think I'll put my dad through anything like that at Horror Nights.
I went, and when I went last year, I ate some firecrackers, and they're crackers with, like, weed peanut butter on them. And that was awesome. And then there was I had some tabs with me, some little squares of acid, and my plan was to have an amazing evening because it's like the only way that I get like legitimately scared, you know. But I hadn't been for the longest and didn't realize they had a bunch of metal detectors and shit, and stoner me was like, oh my god, they're gonna look in my wallet, which makes no sense at all. Much like my passing the drug test story, which now that I don't have to worry about that job, I can actually be upfront about that. I've told it on stage now. But I'm like waiting to get through the line of the metal detector, and I'm like, they're going to find my little tiny, like, couple millimeter by couple millimeter squares of paper that are soaked with acid. So I take them all in the line, and I'm tripping balls for like the whole night. Well, I go through the Halloween house, and our friend John, our mutual friend John, was Mike Myers.
Big Tall John, yes.
Yeah. So he's one of the Mike Myers in the house, and I'm going through the house, and I'm tripping. But he sees me, and he grabs me and everything, knife in my throat, like disappears.
Gives you a little extra love.
Yeah, yeah.
Extra attention.
And you hear the girl behind me lose her fucking mind. She's like, "They can touch us! Oh my god, they can touch us!" And so she's losing her shit, right? Well, I'm tripping, so I'm not really paying attention to my phone, and I don't realize that, like, I keep hitting it with my in my pocket, and my phone just dies. So okay. John, I get home and I pass out fucked up as shit, and I wake up the next day and I charge my phone and I turn it on, and the text messages I got from John were amazing because they all started rolling in rapid succession. And John, and all these text messages were separated by like 20 to 30 minutes throughout his night of working, but I get them all like immediately. And the first one's like, "Hey man, it was really good to see you. I hope you had fun." Second one, "Hey man, that was you in my house, right?" Third one, "Hey man, I'm pretty sure I just fucked with somebody that I thought was you." To, "Hey man, I might get fired." He was panicking because he did
all
not.
All because you didn't fucking respond to the text. Because yeah. You got fucked up on the tabs.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll never hear this, but John, I'm sorry. I just don't charge my phone. It was great. I had an amazing time.
It's been 2 years since he was in that house. Yeah. Like, you're telling me, like, just. John, if you're listening, it's time to come clean.
Yeah.
You haven't told him this?
No. Normally I'm drunk. I don't remember. I mean, not like normally, but when we're social, yeah. I don't remember that shit. I'm too busy taking his money and getting him pissed off in poker and predicting his anger.
All right. So let me explain what I'm pouring here for my favorite moments as this chick takes off on the Hoover. We have... what I put in here. Again, sticking with the candy theme, I have a chocolate liqueur mixed with butterscotch schnapps.
Oh, this is going to be fucking great.
Hang on, say that again?
Fucking great.
Okay, now let's take it and see what happens, because I don't know what this is going to do. Oh, that went down a treat.
Yeah, is there more?
No.
Oh, okay. We'll save that then, because it's either this or peach vodka.
Oh, we're doing another one of these, sir.
There we go. I really want that book, though.
Is it still in Planet Hollywood, or do you think we could?
No. I found a prop website where you can buy the recreation of the book. They also sell a really good Spear of Destiny from Constantine.
Ooh, okay.
A really nice, like a metal Spear of Destiny, not the shitty like resin cast one. Because it's made after the Holy Lance that's in Denmark, I think.
Okay. Sorry, this is the scene I was talking about. Whereas a lot of these shots, creepy shots that you could kind of re-edit into a horror movie, like the doors slowly creaking open there, and I think we just missed the shot of
the splitting of the
shit like that,
like her fingernails are made of razors or diamonds.
Oh my god. I think we got like 20 minutes left of this. Do you want to dive into Carl's Crazy Bitches now, or?
Sure. Okay. So there is no real context on this. If you remember from last week, I showed you the less crazy and more just like nice, just surprise titties.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's another one of those. However, normally you are able to get some context based on the conversation before and after. Yeah. But you're going to see real quick, there's fucking nothing. Okay. Okay, that's where we were last week.
This is the same person.
This is the same
person. Same person from last week that we talked about.
Yes.
Okay.
From the I helped GIF from
What's
Your Face from Friends.
Yeah.
I know it's superficial as fuck, but I'll do what I can from far. Really, really nice person. Notice.
And they were sent on October 2nd, so yeah, like last week, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now this, these came in just like 2 days ago. I noticed I said nothing.
There's no
I've said nothing after.
There's no other engagement happening here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
and these
six.
Aren't titty shots.
No, these are booty shots.
Yeah, including
look at that booty shot.
Yeah, including booty this shot. One, which is like, I'm going to call this the Ace Ventura.
I mean, in mid word, in mid syllable, because that is some spread ass cheeks yeah. right there. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13
unwarranted.
I'm not okay.
Unwarranted.
Yes.
Okay.
Not quite.
Unprompted.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not. I will always appreciate shit like that. Like straight up, I'll appreciate all day. But 13.
I don't think there needs to be 13. I mean,
I'll pick and shoot.
I mean, you'll take 13.
I'll take 13. I'll take as many as you throw at me. Yeah. I don't even give a shit. They're not clit pics, which I feel is as insulting as just sending dick pics unwarranted. But I mean, I like this person. This person seems nice.
I like her. She's
I forgot
nice.
My phone. Then I could have showed you the big ass dick I got sent.
Is this the guy that you were talking about last week as well, when you're looking for the strippers for your show?
Yes.
And some guy auditioned with,
bro,
pretty much
hired,
jumping right to the
fucking
end.
Straight up hired. Straight up hired. Like if he were to smack somebody in the forehead with his dick, he'd knock you the fuck out.
You could hit a home run
easily. I have never seen somebody's dick that literally hangs down to their kneecaps in my life. Okay, I've seen one once in real life, but that I was in the Navy and shit's weird. But okay, when I was in the Navy, did I tell you about Jero?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, that was the only other large dick I've seen. But this guy's dick is like huge. Like if there's not like think like a, you know, like leg warmers. If you can make a leg warmer out of metal so that it was like a governor for your overly large penis.
Sure.
That's what he needs. Because what the fuck do you do with a 14-inch dick?
Longer than the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
It's longer than any vagina in the if you were gonna functionally use that dick like totally, your girl would have to be like 7 feet tall.
Or an elephant.
I mean, definitely the elephant. Yeah. Yeah. I'd be interested to see that baby, a half elephant, half gigantic black man's penis.
It's got like a not only a massive penis, but also a massive nose as well.
You mean like an elephant?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that dude's dick is huge. And I actually had a meeting with him over Skype the other day. Literally like yesterday, actually, I had to skate away from hanging out with the kid and like and all the homies and stuff so I could be productive and businessy and shit. Really, really fucking nice guy. And with the tone and the, yes, he is straight and uses that dick all the time. But by the end of the conversation, if you didn't know this dude, you'd be like, oh yeah, he's totally gay. Mm-hmm. He's totally like flamboyant. He's super nice. He would probably fill your fridge up if you were dating him.
He'll fill more than that up.
Yeah. Okay. Also, so I got my nipples pierced yesterday. Again, it's the fifth time that I've got them pierced. Because over the years, things happen. You have to take them out when you like serve time or you do this or that. And after I got both my nipples pierced, the girl that did them, she's also doing my dick. She's like doing all my piercings for me. One of my roommates comes over and he goes, hey, do you have another clean needle? I see you have like your box full of like enough jewelry to pierce like fucking 150 dicks. Do you have another needle and enough to pierce like one of my nipples? And he's like super gay. And he's like, which one's the right side for me to get? And I'm like, bro, is
like
it
an earring kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm like, is this 1995? Like, you're fucking 42 years old. Like, get whatever fucking nipple you want pierced.
You're a grown-ass man.
Yeah. So she ends up piercing one of his nipples. Just one. His boyfriend comes back and doesn't even realize right away until, like, he's shirtless. Doesn't realize for 15 minutes till I bend down. And I'm like, hey. And, like, I lick his nipple. And he's like, oh, my God. Not because I licked his nipple, but because John got his nipple pierced. But But John's like
different John, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, different John. Totally different John. Definitely a different John. Same height. Definitely into different shit. And I'm explaining to him how, like, okay, listen, we always bump our AC and it's like Siberia in the house because that's how we all like it. Mm. However, I know he takes just as hot showers as I do. You should probably stop taking a shower and then coming out of the bathroom wearing your towel around your waist because your nipples are going to get really hard and then it's going to start throbbing, at least for the next couple weeks. So you should probably be carrying your shirt and at least your shirt into the bathroom. So when it's still, like, humid and, like, warm after you're dried off, you can put your shirt on, and then your nipples aren't going to get throbby hard whenever you walk out. And he looks at me, and he goes, bro, nothing hurts more than a dick in the ass. And I'm thinking, okay, well, this conversation took a turn. But then I had explained to him, I know plenty of girls that do not feel that way, so that must be a guy thing. I don't know from experience front, but, like, I know plenty of girls that would disagree with you on that. So, John, I think...
They'll gladly take a dick in the ass but not get their nipple pierced.
No, they'll do both. They'll totally do. They will always
I'll
do
be
both.
Honest, if a girl takes it in the ass, there's not much you won't say no to.
If a girl takes it in the ass, you fucking marry that bitch. but it was quite funny. It was quite funny. Nothing hurts worse than a dick in the ass. So this is easy. What? And then his boyfriend got super drunk and cuddled with him and did one of those hand on the chest things.
Oh.
And Amelia is like, oh my god, is that your nipple? And John's like, yep. It's really funny to watch, man.
Oh, man, if he gets, like, wearing rings or something, and then they get caught, and then it's when you throw cold water on one of them to
jump
up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, I had to hit up my business partner, because we're, like, I'm definitely naked towards the end of most shows, mm-hmm. And if we're doing money staples, and I'm stapling, like, hundreds of dollars to my dick, like, I'm totally naked. But people come up, and they're, like, in your personal, and when you hand someone a staple gun, and you're like, yeah, you can staple 200 to my dick, or 200 to my ball sack, and 400 to the center of my shaft, and like 20s to my ass and shit. Sometimes, a lot of times, you get really, really nice people that are doing it for the novelty and they've never done it before. But sometimes, mm-hmm. you get one of those fucking sadomasochistic motherfuckers that just, they'll hold like the staple gun eight inches away from you and then slam it in and squeeze it at the end. You hate those. Like,
yeah.
I've had staples go through my arm and hit my bone and it's all I can do not to collapse.
That
so,
sucks, man.
Because of that, I told Tyler, I'm like, bro, you need to know that if someone even comes anywhere near my nipple rings, I'm going to fight them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't have to draw your sword because that's like an assault charge. And he's like, nah, bro. He's like, I got you. If someone ever tugs on your nipple rings or does anything like that, I'll fucking falcon punch them because there is nothing more embarrassing than getting your ass kicked by two clowns that are both 5'6".
And half naked.
Yeah, yeah. If you get your ass kicked by two naked dudes that are clowns and tiny, bro, your friends will never let you live that down.
It's not a story you tell.
Yeah, we'll tell that story everywhere. I'll make sure my documentary
I'll make sure your
dude
friends
gets it on video. Yeah, we will get that shit on camera.
Oh, man.
Cheers, sir.
Cheers, sir. All right. Let's bring it back to the movie for just a second. Is the reason you like that shot because it's actually a real moth flying out of his mouth?
Okay. Yeah. And he actually gets a line, and that's when you realize that Billy Butcherson has literally the entire movie just been trying to help them. He's been snaping it the whole time. Although, thanks, JK, they didn't make us wait fucking seven movies to figure that bullshit out. We got it in, what, an hour and 23 minutes?
We couldn't even get through one fucking Harry Potter. Basically, at this point in Harry Potter, there's a guy running into the grey hall shouting, "Those are trolls!" That's where we are.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of troll, I just got on Laura's website and didn't realize her price point for her mounted elf heads. That's actually a really good price.
Laura that was on Makeup Show and has since gone on to very good things within the Marvel Universe.
She's done fucking amazing. She does really good work.
She does. She's fantastic.
That girl, honestly, before she left, she for Christmas or whatever, she gave me a bunch of makeup.
Mm.
And I was like, fuck yeah, girl, you've never gotten me a gift before. I didn't ask for anything. Totally unneeded. But hell yeah, dope-ass makeup artist giving me dope-ass makeup.
Yeah.
We
got a... she did some work for Universal when they opened up Diagon Alley. And when you walk into that ride, there's a whole bunch of those fucking... goblins, whatever, that run the bank. And she designed and cast a bunch of those heads. And she had one that just didn't run correctly. It was a couple of holes somewhere. And it's just sitting right back there. It's just like, you want this? Here, fucking take it. I'm just going to throw it out otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if there's a couple. Like, it's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
She's good people. I like her. And I'm super proud she's done... you know, so much good stuff.
We have some really cool friends.
I haven't checked out her website, though, but I saw the stuff that... Is this the stuff with, like, the mounted heads on the...
she's got an elf, and she's got a goblin on there.
And she was working on a dragon when we last saw her. That's a huge fucking thing.
Only the elf and the goblin were, like, listed today, and the price point was... I don't remember if it was three or if it was five. I'm pretty sure the elf was three.
Get, like, her work is so good. That's a bargain.
Yeah,
honestly.
that's great. People would pay more than that for a limited edition fucking action figure. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's really cool. For the fantasy creature that you hunted yourself.
Yeah, that's a cool little concept she had. She was explaining it. You know, it was like a things I've killed, like how you have a fucking buck idea or a bear mounted onto like the head of something mounted onto a plaque above your fireplace. But for those kind of like Dungeons and Dragons players or World of Warcraft people that want that, you can have orcs and goblins and shit, their heads mounted onto a wooden plaque. It was a sweet little idea.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm glad it's kind of glad it's coming together there. This drink is so fucking good, man.
How's she going to die? Are you just going to throw her off, or are you going to slit her throat with your witch fingernails? She probably does so many bumps of coke with those fingernails and splits blunts with that thumbnail.
Which one is the coke nail?
coke nail is your pinky nail, and your blunt splitter is your thumbnail. Although, as an adult, I realize you don't need a thumbnail to split a blunt. Get it. See, you could totally cosplay as Billy Butcherson, and any number of our friends here in town could do that for you, and everyone would get it.
Absolutely. But we just run in the right circle of friends. That's the thing, man.
Just surround yourself with dope-ass creative people, man. There's nothing more motivating. That's I really like that we actually do have cool-ass friends here in town. Normal is relative.
If only we weren't stuck hanging out with just each other.
Yeah, right? Right?
We are such cool-ass friends. If only they wanted to hang out with us.
Hey, man, I have literally, aside from you and your wife, I have changed my entire like circle of friends in the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, I've done the same thing. I've been really lucky to meet a lot of really, really cool ass people
just
again.
All over again, yeah.
Yeah, just really, really cool, like artists and musicians and shit. I'm still going into the I still just try and stick with the entertainment realm, but like.
Because they're the only ones that kind of understand what that life is like, honestly. Like,
yeah, you don't have to...
travel and shit.
Yeah, you don't have to explain anything. And the entertainers and, the artists and shit that are always on the road and, married and still maintaining meaningful relationships while they're out, they get it. Mm-hmm. They understand, the hard work that goes in being able to go so that your bills are paid by doing what you love without alienating your loved ones, I guess, which is really difficult. When you have to explain that concept to someone that isn't used to it,
you sound like a fucking crazy person.
Yeah, yeah. And also, your relationship is doomed a lot, and that's fucking horrible.
Oh, here we are. Here's the statue.
Oh, man. Okay. If they remade Hocus Pocus, I bet you the statue would look better.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is straight up plastic. Now, why does she burst?
Why doesn't she turn into stone?
Yeah, why didn't she turn into a statue and then just drop and break into a million pieces?
I don't know.
Yeah, why does... Why does Winifred get a statue for
the
for
fuck's
a minute?
Up with that? Why is she so special?
Yeah. Thackeray Banks. And I get, like, yeah, he's got to die. He can go be with his sister. And that's cool. Mm-hmm. But how fucking cool would it be to have a talking immortal cat? I get it. The supplies of the magic... Okay. The supplies of the magic are dead. So they died. Mm-hmm. Cat's gone. But Billy Butcherson gets to just mosey his ass on. I feel like if Billy Butcherson wanted to go out for coffee and donuts, he could, and then just go to sleep in the grave.
Yeah, wait, did he just die?
No, he's still alive. He is literally going to go take a nap. He's going to, peace out, guys. Have a good one. I'm glad everything worked out.
Call me if you need me. Yeah, that's inconsistencies. God.
I mean, I can't believe...
Now I want to remake this movie just so we can write these... Right these wrongs, finally.
As long as we can have Kathy Najimy, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Bette Midler back. Mm-hmm. Everybody else can be replaced except for those three.
Yeah.
And Billy Butcherson, because that dude is still an amazing character actor.
Yeah. They have to recast him as Johnny Depp, though. You can fucking see it. Just look at that.
Okay. So the next day, are the cops in the town going to get to the graveyard in this weird-ass hole-in-the-wall-in-the-woods graveyard? Are they going to get there and just think that somebody was grave robbing and gave up? I've been that guy before. I have been that guy where you just, like, get down and, like, get what you want, and then you're like, eh, I don't really feel like filling it back in. Like, I've totally been there. But, like, there were pictures and, like, a news story about it. Like,
when you break into someone's house, you don't repair the windows afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to fill it back in. We really tried. We got, like, halfway, and we're like, this is really tiring, and I'm already kind of drunk.
I can't believe these are words that I'm going to say, but whose grave were you robbing?
I am not going to say that. I'm not going to specify that. I will do that off mic.
Okay.
I'll totally do that off mic because it's a great story, but...
you're just going to leave us hanging on that, huh?
I got to, bro. The statute of limitations is not up, and I'm pretty sure...
What's the statute of limitation? When did you do it?
Less than 7 years ago.
What's the statute of limitation? 7 years?
Uh-huh.
How many more years do we have to do Big Gay Date before you can tell this story?
Two.
2 years.
Two. It's not bad.
All right. Okay. I'm pretty confident then we can do this. Because we've done like 24 episodes, I think, this year. It's been a pretty good run so far.
Yeah, it's been nice. I mean, we've done, 24 that actually showed up.
For this season.
Yeah.
43 overall, I think. This is.
But we're not
43.
Counting the ones that we were just too wasted or were unusable.
That came off completely incompetent?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to count those, sir.
Okay. We've done over 100, right? Have we not? Have I not gotten wasted with you too much?
I mean, not watching movies that we recorded. No.
Okay.
I think this... Hang on, I've got to look this up now. Jeez. I know we've done... I looked at the number recently. I was like, good God, really? This is episode 43. And season 2, we started with... I want to say we started with Raiders of the Lost Ark. Which was a long time ago, right?
That's the one where I talked about getting raped, right? I know episode 1 or 2 I talked about getting
Jaws.
Raped.
Jaws was when you dropped that little nugget of knowledge.
I had forgotten about that until I heard that from people that weren't you. And I'm like, why do these people know my life?
Oh, there we go. E.T. the Extraterrestrial, episode 21. So, yeah, this is episode 23 of this season, 43 overall. We did that back in March. And, we now October.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that, like a solid 7 months of recording with you and getting drunk and just ruining your evenings.
Ruining my mornings. My evenings is fine. As long as I show up to work and I'm productive, it doesn't matter. But now that I'm back working nights, bro. I haven't had to do anything except for maintain relationships and enjoy myself for like a week. And I'm so... It's been really, really fun. But... I'm so fucking bored. I can't wait to paint the face back on again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working a gig on the 12th, and I can't paint it on. I'm so disappointed. I'm so pissed.
Oh, was it a corporate thing?
Yeah. I'm not even going to the other clown. I'm literally showing up and doing magic for 3 hours.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that, but I mean, it's the shit. It's not real. So,
The rest of my month is about to get very, very busy because both Tara and I did get a call to actually come in and work some Horror Nights.
That's really cool, though.
Really happy about, because it means we get to keep our IDs and we get to.
That's why everybody does a seasonal thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I get to be a part of the events and everything. It's going to play fucking hell with my schedule. So that's why this is going to be the final episode for now. But we will be back in December with some more holiday-themed episodes. We did Die Hard last time. We did...
Did we do the Santa Claus?
No, we did Jingle All the Way. We did Die Hard. We did Home Alone. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, totally up for finding some more.
Can we do Black Christmas?
The horror movie?
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I mean, Do you know enough about it to fucking talk for an hour and a half?
I love the remake.
Okay.
Bro.
I'm open to suggestions.
Yeah.
Krampus. Krampus would be good.
There's so many good horror movies that we could bang out in December.
So we'll do a couple of, special episodes for Christmas. And we may even have some special guests along with us.
Yes.
It'd be a nice little concept. I'd love to hear some other opinions. Not that I'm sick of hearing your voice for 2 hours at a time every week, but...
Cool. By the time we get back, I'll have a split tongue and probably will have already been to Venice or will be coming back from Venice. So that'll be awesome.
Yes. So you'll have lots of stories as well. I got good things ahead, man. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Mark Shaiman wrote that. Do you know that? He's the guy who did the music for the South Park movie.
Ah... Okay,
he's a good musician.
Yeah.
A good composer, I should say.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.
Thank you for joining me all these fucking weeks for the last half of the year. And thank you for listening along with us. We hope you will join us again next time for our Christmas editions, maybe even kicking off season 3 of Big Gay Date. Until then, I'm Dave Mosley.
I'm Carl Skeens.
Thank you very much. Happy Halloween and good night.